My next guest in the studio is somebody who's been, giving up her weekends for the last 6 months to do something pretty special. Jordan Goodridge is with me. Jordan, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Now, you are helping homeless people in Birmingham, are armed with just a couple of suitcases and a backpack.
Yeah, that's right. I've been collecting clothes for a while now to try and keep the people on the streets a little bit warmer. And I've got people coming to my door, thankfully giving clothes. Got a couple of suitcases, what I put in, backpack, and off I go.
So you collect all the clothes, you put them in the suitcases, and you head off onto the streets of Birmingham to help the homeless there. So why did you do that? What made you do that in the first place?
I've come to realise after speaking to a young man that we can all end up homeless. You know, one minute you've got everything, and then another minute you've got nothing. So I feel if we help people who need help, then hopefully they can find something in myself to get out of a mess we're in.
Yeah, because it could be family disputes.
Definitely.
As you say, you could be quite happy at home and suddenly it all goes wrong. You leave, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Could be a marriage breakup, people losing their jobs. Yeah. You're just 22 years of age from Rowley Regis. And obviously you're doing this in your spare time, giving up your weekends. But you have an actual job, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a learning support assistant at Ormiston Forge Academy. And I really enjoy it. So after work, I put clothes in my suitcase and I go uptown, could be for a couple of hours. On one occasion, I've walked 6 miles around Birmingham to get rid of the clothes.
And how many people do you see on any given sort of weekend on average?
On average, we feed roughly between 200 people on a Friday, then again on a Saturday and Sunday. People from hostels come along, get the food. And it's a family-based organisation called Help the Homeless and Needy. We've got a Facebook page.
Right.
And at the moment we're looking for like donations of disposable cups, anything what can help, because we get through quite a lot.
But you're collecting clothes all the time.
Yeah, collecting clothes all the time. I've got bags and bags at home. I really enjoy it because the face lights up when I say I've got a jumper for you. You know, it's amazing to see their reaction.
And this all started when you spoke to one fella.
Yeah.
He told you his story.
Yeah, he told me his story and he got quite upset. Like on one occasion, he was living in a house with his wife and something happened between him and his wife. And he had no family, and then he ended up on the street. And he said the council won't help him. So it's really bad how someone can end up like that.
And how many people are out there helping the homeless like you are?
To be honest, I don't see a lot of people because I'm willing to give up time, my own time, to make sure other people are okay. But help the homeless and needy, there's probably about 12 people who come on a weekend, hot food, curry, rice, pasta, you name it, and we've got to
help the homeless and needy. And you've set up the Facebook page, as you say, and you're hoping to do something a bit special at Christmas, I gather.
Yeah, we're hoping to do like a special occasion with music, Christmas tree, to make the homeless feel a little bit more loved because they'll have no one on Christmas Day. So if I've got a dinner, music and people around them, hopefully they'll feel a bit happier.
And I guess, you clearly have a love for this and what you're doing to try and help people out. It makes you appreciate, I suppose, what you've got as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it makes you realise that if you're having a bad day, that there's always someone else having a worse day. And like on Christmas Day, it'll be really good if we could find a venue.
Yeah, because you don't have a venue at the moment.
Not at the moment, but even if it's a small room, a church, anything, it'll be really appreciated if anyone could do that.
So if anybody's got any space, if it's a small hall or a church and you can help the homeless and needy, if you go to the Facebook page, then they can contact you that way, can't they?
Yeah, and we've also got winter warmth for homeless. where if anyone's got donations of clothes, hats, scarves, anything at all, then hopefully it'll increase what I have at home.
Well, listen, thank you for joining me in the studio.
No problem, thank you.
I think you are a real inspiration.
Yeah,
thank you. Not just for youngsters around, because you're only 22, but yeah. for everybody in thank society. Good luck to you. The Facebook page, Help the Homeless and Needy.
Yeah.
Your voice in the West Midlands, BBC WM 95.6.
If you go to our Facebook page, the BBC WM Facebook page, will have all the details for you there for how to get in contact. And you see that there's a scarf behind me there.
Yeah.
You can take that for a start.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Take that one. I won't need it tonight. You're okay.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. That's really good.
It's a pleasure.